weather, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to play the conclusion of the live Dave Mustaine interview I did in Dallas last week, the in-person interview. Then we're going to come back and get into the establishment of world government and the open announcement of planetary government and the nature of this world government is now completely uncloaked, out in the open, your phone calls, and a lot more coming up, and climatologist Tim Ball. But this is Dave Mustaine talking about his awakening to the New World Order, his awakening becoming a Christian, and very, very powerful stuff. Obviously, we've been playing it in chunks because of the radio commercials and ads, but at prisonplanet.tv right now, it's been posted, the unedited, continued piece in one continuum, one piece, at prisonplanet.tv. Here is the conclusion of Dave Mustaine.
I see the people that people don't like that are the hypocrites. You know what I mean?
That's a good term.
Yeah, I made that up. So I look at that and I'm not attracted to that. And I see people that gravitate towards me, towards my family. They want to be with us because they say certain hard luck stories and we'll feel sorry for them. You know, I'll feel sorry for you, but you ain't getting in. You know, unless it's real, they're not getting in. Megadeth Radio is nonstop heavy metal, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and except for the Halloween show we put on and the Christmas music we're going to be adding towards around Christmas time, it's just standard heavy metal classics that I like. A couple of zingers, weird stuff like, you know, B.B. King and Muddy Waters and some old stuff like that, like Stevie Ray Vaughan and some of the blues that inspired me. And then some of the older stuff that I liked as a kid growing up, Elton John, Led Zeppelin, the Beatles, and stuff like that. But you know, you'll also see bands like Gore there, and that's not one of my favorite bands. I don't like them at all. But you know, the other guys in the band do. You know, there are bands that the other guys have picked that they like, and it's a Megadeth station. It's not a Dave Mustaine station. Although, you know, I did a lot of the work in the beginning. We're all participating now, and I think you can tell because the playlist is so eclectic. You can listen to that all day long, and you'll discover all kinds of great new music.
Else you'd like to add to the audience out there?
I love you. You can believe it all.
Dave Mustaine, thank you so much for talking to us.
You're welcome, Alex.
Appreciate it.
God bless you, buddy.
You bet. All right, ladies and gentlemen, and the crew did a great job. Rob Dew, Rob Jacobson, myself, the three of us went up there, and the video looks great. I mean, that was off a DVD we burned, and the machine was, of course, breaking up a little bit there at the end and pausing. But for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, you can really see it in the highest quality and just see what a great job our crew did and how great Megadeth was and our interview with Dave. We've got a little bit more of the interview. We'll probably post that in the next few weeks, but that was a little compilation of the evening we put together for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and the radio audience. At the same time, it's a little bit lighter fare in the middle of the Copenhagen world government takeover, but I was thinking during the break, it's hard for me to keep this level of intensity up. I'm upset, I'm focused, I want to defeat the New World Order. It's so incredible what's happening, but how do we get the public to awake when even those of us that know what's happening at a certain subconscious level have just accepted it? We have to consciously say we do not accept these criminals running our society. I want to thank Dave Mustaine for having us up in Dallas. It was a great time. Thank you, Dave. We'll be right back with a lot more. Stay with us.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We played clips of Al Gore and Ted Turner, Gordon Brown, Tony Blair, Herman Von Rompuy. Articles written by Ban Ki-moon, head of the UN, saying global government is being established in 2009 at Copenhagen, total control over the planet. But a few weeks ago, just a few days before ClimateGate broke, the emails proving that the top UN scientists were fudging the numbers, covering up that the temperature has been getting colder for the last 9 years. They know full well carbon dioxide isn't bad. They know full well that humans put off almost none of the carbon dioxide with all of our industry. The numbers are there. It's like 1/2,000th of the total carbon dioxide increase they think is from humans, or even less. That's an inflated number. And Kevin Rudd, the Prime Minister of Australia, has been attacking Lord Christopher Monckton. He's been attacking the climate change denialist. We played an IBM TV ad yesterday where they said, if you're not for the climate change tax, you don't want your grandchildren to basically live. You don't care about their future. And so we now have today, administration warns of command and control regulation over emissions. The White House is publicly telling Congress, when Congress is really the boss of the president, they make the laws and he executes, that if you don't put taxes on carbon dioxide and on air travel and cars and everything else, we are going to, quote, take command and control and it won't be pretty. Those are quotes. Quotes by the administration at Copenhagen to a closed-door meeting with the press. Fox News reports this was a secret meeting they had with him, and it was on condition of anonymity. So they're now issuing this public threat. The EPA on Monday, in line with Copenhagen, announced carbon dioxide that humans exhale 5.5 pounds of a day on average as a toxic waste is completely asinine, but it allows them to tax and control everything. It's also confirmed that the full secret text of the treaty has been released, that third world countries will have double the cuts, or right at double the cuts, a little bit less than double the cuts, of the West, and that the IMF and World Bank will run the new planetary government. The UN will have no power. That was always the plan. The United States set up the UN in 45 as a debating society to manipulate and to have one clearinghouse to pay off third world dictators and leaders. It states that the tax money from Westerners will be given to banks to then be loaned to the third world under environmental stipulations. So this is just an expansion of the IMF World Bank raping. So we're going to go over all of that. This is huge. And take some of your phone calls. But I wanted to have Jason Burmison for a few minutes because he's collating for his incredible film. I mean, it really is a new level in his work and rivaling ours. And Mike Whiteside's back there, the graphics guy who's working slavishly to do a great job with Invisible Empire that's coming out in mid-February of next year. Just hundreds of clips of world leaders calling for world government and new world order and stuff I'd never seen, a George Bush Sr. calling for global government. I mean, this is some powerful stuff. But in his research, Burmese got us this clip. Jason, there's two clips. Tell us the clips we're about to see.
Yeah, they just run congruently. Basically, there was a speech November 6th. Kevin Rudd, the Prime Minister of Australia, got up to promote all these emission standards and new taxes under global governance. And basically what he says here is that there's a third argument from those who say that carbon pollution is wrong. And he brings up Christopher Monckton. He says, we are fearmongers. This is not a UN power grab. And we're all world government conspiracy theorists. But then he never says this isn't about world government. He brings up the point that we're not doing anything, Alex. We don't have a solution for this. We're bad. And then, of course, they try to establish the climate change denial movement and associate us with Holocaust denial.
So but right here is the treaty. They call for world government over and over again. We have all the world leaders saying it's the birth of world government run by a private banking group. So here he is kind of going with the old propaganda of, well, you're a bunch of conspiracy theorists when we're only reading what it actually says. This shows Kevin Rudd's disdain for the Australian people. This shows that he thinks they're a bunch of idiots. But a week later, ClimateGate documents broke, and now is he eating crow? His parliament is on the verge of collapse. There's been all these resignations. The anti-carbon tax crowd has now gotten the second place in their parliamentary system. So they're in a lot of trouble. And last week they failed to pass their carbon tax. But Rudd is saying, I don't care. I'm going to use the Australian version of the EPA to do it anyways. So the prime ministers and presidents are now openly acting as dictators under orders of the world government.
Absolutely. The ETS, the emissions trading standard, failed there last week. And that was a huge victory yet again for the truth. You know, we are trying to bring people to realize that this document that sits right next to you mentions global government over 24 times. It is their third pillar. Taxation is mentioned over 12 times, Alex. We know what this is about.
Well, we now know it's a 2% tax on all GDP off the top. It is a 2% tax on all currency transfers and stock brokering. It is a giant, ramped up 20% tax on all fossil fuels. It is road taxes with license plate reading cameras. It's 700 new UN bureaucracies. I mean, this is a total takeover, and it's paid to the IMF and World Bank. And the London Guardian reports where the money goes will be secret. We've already seen this with the trillions given to the private Federal Reserve, and they tell Congress, we're not going to tell you where the money went, even though they told Congress it was to unfreeze the mortgages. I mean, this is like Madoff, who actually came up with a lot of this, and Ken Lay. You know, they're now both in prison or dead. It's the same crew. Might as well just say, we're God, slit your wrist and put the blood directly into our mouths. I mean, this is just them openly saying, we rule the planet, we are the con artists, we are the criminals.
And let's not forget the false left cover of, oh, the oil industries are backing all this research that disproves climate change. Alex, we have the articles where the head of Exxon, the head of Shell Oil, are calling for a carbon tax. And if you go to the smaller...
The head of BP.
Absolutely.
And now we have the internal emails from 2000 where they were... The Climate Center was taking orders from the oil companies and saying it's only part of their agenda to take over.
Mm-hmm.
The oil companies... It's just like the insurance companies openly wrote the health care bill that now makes you go get insurance with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're cutting Medicare and Medicaid. That, the case for killing Granny. Let's play this first clip. This is a 2.5-minute clip with the Prime Minister of Australia. Here it is.
...support to help meet the expected overall increase in the cost of living flowing from the scheme. A third argument from those who quibble about the design of the carbon pollution reduction scheme is that the international design aspects of the scheme are flawed. Lord Christopher Monckton, a former advisor to Margaret Thatcher, was quoted this week in the Australian press by Janet Albrechtson. Lord Monckton describes the potential Copenhagen Agreement as a plan to set up transnational government on a scale the world has never seen before. Enter the world government conspiracy theorists. Lord Monckton also publicly warned Americans that, and I quote him, in the next few weeks, unless you stop it, your president will sign your freedom, your democracy and your prosperity away forever, unquote. Janet Albrechtson, in her understated neoconservative way, refers to the potential Copenhagen Agreement as a UN power grab. This gaggle of world government conspiracy theorists are so far out there on the far right that they rub up next to the global anarchists on the far left, those who argue that any multilateral action is by definition evil, those who argue that climate change does not represent a global market failure, those who argue that somehow the market will magically solve the problem in a way in which it hasn't solved the problem so far, and that uncoordinated national actions will somehow fix the problem without answering the basic logical question of how can we deal with an existential threat, an existential challenge for the whole planet in the long term, one which lies beyond the capacity of any individual national action to address. The climate change deniers now form the comfortable bedfellows of the global conspiracy theorists, in total bald-faced denial of global, scientific, economic and environmental reality. These arguments, thinly veiled attempts to create a new climate change global conspiracy theory, are now being used in Australia. Like the arguments from climate change deniers, these arguments have zero basis in the evidence.
So that's clip number one, but we have Herman Van Rompuy and everybody else saying this is global government, and then he's calling us conspiracy theorists for saying it.
And then talking tongue-in-cheek, let me just read a quote from that. Without answering the basic logical question of how can we deal with the existential challenge for the whole planet, which lies beyond the capacity of any individual national action to address. Right there, he acknowledges, yes, we are setting up a world government, but we're global government conspiracy theorists, Alex, and we're in bed with climate change denial now. It's all semantics. It's all word games. The guy admits it to you as he denounces it. That's their game.
Let's play Von Rompuy. Here it is.
2009 is also the first year of global governance with the establishment of the G20 in the middle of the financial crisis. The climate conference in Copenhagen is another step towards the global management of our planet. Our mission, our presidency, is one of hope.
Now, we could play Al Gore saying it, too. We could read out of the treaty. We have the London Guardian saying it's world government, but that it's a good thing. And we have them saying the IMF and World Bank will be the world government. I mean, we've always said the bankers are going to set up world government for themselves. Why did we know that? Because David Rockefeller wrote books about it and gave speech after speech saying it. But see, they have such disdain for the public, and I guess it works. They say global government doesn't exist, we're just setting up global governance.
Yeah, it's a word game. And when you say global governance, people like George Monbiot jump out and say, this is the best thing ever. We'll get 25 other academics to sign on to it. Hey, I'll write a book called The New World Order. But then when you expose what the New World Order really is, what global government really means, it means a carbon tax. It means a tattletale society. It means the implementation of their cashless society control grid. In the Netherlands, they have passed the law where all cars will have GPS systems and be taxed.
Oh, they're saying that's happening here. Jason, I'm going to play this final clip when we come back and take some calls. Thanks for the great report. We'll see you Sunday, 6 to 9 p.m., right after my Sunday show. Great job.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audio book on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
All right, here's another clip of the Australian Prime Minister who was just defeated. His plan for carbon tax was shot down in the Australian Parliament, so he said what Obama said. He said, I'll just do it anyways. Schwarzenegger a month ago couldn't get the legislature before it closed to put taxes on television sets, taxes on emissions, taxes on cars. He just said, I'm just going to order the bureaucracy to do it. They have to be impeached. They have to be removed. These are dictators, tyrannous. These people are frauds. It's an international grid, a system of governance, a system of oppression. Here's the second clip of Prime Minister Kevin Rudd.
Industry and employment impacts of climate change. Where is their equivalent evidence basis to Treasury modelling published by the government on the cost impacts of households from the carbon pollution reduction scheme and on the adequacy of the compensation arrangements put in place by the Commonwealth Government in the government's white paper? The answer to both these questions is there is no evidence. None has been provided, none from any official source.
Total lie.
Where is the evidence basis offered by the new League of World Government Conspiracy Theorists that climate change can be effectively dealt with by market means or by uncoordinated national means? Again, no body of evidence, no official evidentiary document has been produced anywhere to substantiate that position.
Total lies!
The truth is that the do-nothing climate change sceptics offer no alternative official body of evidence from any credible government anywhere in the world. Absolutely none. The truth is they offer zero credible evidence. Instead, they offer maximum fear, universal conservative stock in trade. And by doing so, these do-nothing climate change sceptics are prepared to destroy our children's future. Third group of climate change deniers are those who pretend to accept the science but then urge delay because they don't want their country to be the first to act. In Australia, there was once a political consensus resisting this parochial view. The Shergold report, commissioned by John Howard and written by the head of Mr. Howard's department, Shergold himself, recommended that Australia should not wait for the rest of the world to act. This is what Mr. Howard's report said on this prior to the last election, and I quote it. Waiting until a truly global response emerges before imposing an emissions cap will place costs on Australia by increasing business uncertainty and delaying or losing investment, unquote. Thus spake the Howard government. The current leader of the opposition also stated that a domestic emissions trading scheme would help in international negotiations too, and I quote, our first-hand experience in implementing an emissions trading scheme would be of considerable assistance in our international discussions and negotiation aimed at achieving an effective global agreement, unquote,
that's enough.
In July last year.
Now, did you notice he's saying you're a conspiracy theorist if you say this is a global government when the UN, Al Gore, the head of the EU, all say it's a global government and it's in the treaty? He then says there's no scientific evidence that carbon dioxide isn't hurting us when there's 31,000 plus scientists in the U.S. alone saying it's all a fraud, and the UN's got 600 real climatologists that it turns out are on their payroll to engage in fraud. He then says those of us against this global government takeover and carbon tax are fearmongers. He goes on to say, and we don't care about our children's future being destroyed. Fearmongering. They're the ones saying polar bears can't swim or dying when their numbers are exploding and penguins are drowning and that all the cities are going to be underwater on the coast and San Francisco, 900 feet above sea level, 938 feet, is going to be underwater. Just all made up. All completely made up. They are the ones fear-mongering everywhere, saying we've got to give power to this international institution, the UN. But it turns out it's not the UN that's going to have it. It's the IMF and World Bank, and that is confirmed. London Guardian, Associated Press, Reuters. Copenhagen Climate Summit in disarray after Danish text leak. Developing countries react furiously to leaked draft agreement that would hand more power to rich nations. No, IMF, World Bank. Sideline the UN's negotiating role and abandon the Kyoto Protocol. And it says that the document is being interpreted by developing countries as setting unequal limits on per capita carbon emissions for developed countries, meaning that people in rich countries will be permitted to emit nearly twice as much under the proposals. And it goes on in the text of the new agreement saying that this will essentially, this was done in secret. This will end the United Nations as we know it. This is a secretive organization taking over. It says that the private banks will set standards for the third world to get the tax money stolen from the West via carbon taxes to give private banks and private corporations built around those banks, total hegemonic control over the entire planet. I mean, it is unbelievable. And then we have the full text of the treaty right here. We have the full text of the addendum right here. They're all up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Okay, we're going to be going to your phone calls here, and I know we have callers that have been holding from a long time ago. I would hope you'd have a question for Tim Ball, but he can comment on the whole New World Order system in his research of climate change and the UN, like everybody else that's researched what's happening in our world. He's quite knowledgeable on multiple fronts. I want to go through with him not just the fraud, but the global government that's being established. I haven't even gotten into the other big developments with this world government treaty being rammed through. Obama saying, and Kevin Rudd of Australia saying, we don't care if our parliaments and Congress won't pass this. We're going to do it outside the legislative process. This is tyranny. And I am calling for the impeachment of Barack H. Obama for making this announcement and threatening Congress. I and I'm officially, and I had not called for this because the guy's a puppet, but he has to be made an example of. You can't engage in crime. Schwarzenegger needs to be recalled. I don't care if he's going to be out of office soon. His legislature wouldn't pass all these new carbon taxes and taxes on television sets and on travel, so he just did it and ordered his agencies to do it. You must bring these criminals to justice by at least politically kicking them out, running them out of town on a rail, or they will set the precedent for this. This is outrageous. So that's coming up in a moment, and we'll get Timothy F. Ball, climatologist, take on this. He's one of the people that's been persecuted by these people, and he's a top climatologist and can break all this down with us. In the last 30 minutes, we have a reporter joining us from Copenhagen with reports on that. But I can yell and scream. I can pull my hair out on air. There's no way for me to impart to you how ultra incredibly important this is. When the UN says the greatest meeting in modern government history, it's the truth. When YouTube runs ads for the climate tax saying the future of our world is being decided, it is. This is huge, what is happening right now. So that is coming up. Before I go any further, though, I want to thank the sponsors that made today's radio show possible. Then I have a key call to action coming up. Let me do the call to action right now. This video on screen. Alex Jones' secret Copenhagen documents leaked, part one and two. This is as big or bigger than ClimateGate and the thousands of emails and documents where the top scientists for the UN are all colluding in fraud to hide the decline in temperatures and to persecute scientists and to work with the government to block FOIA requests of information. This Copenhagen addendum to the treaty by the U.S., England, and Denmark to have the IMF and World Bank take over the whole process, which they were always planning. The UN was created by these jokers. To have the IMF and World Bank be the world authority is so huge, is complete and total piracy. This video is on the Alex Jones channel at YouTube. This video is posted in all the latest stories on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com on Copenhagen. Again, Alex Jones, secret Copenhagen documents leaked, one of two. This is bombshell. And I'm not going to pop champagne on air like I did 2.5 weeks ago when ClimateGate came out. This is as big or bigger because it shows the whole architecture of world government in this addendum to the treaty. The treaty admits world government, global taxes, 2% taxes on all GDP globally, a global transportation authority taxing all transportation, starting with aircraft, taxes on all fuel. It's many times worse than we even thought it would be from previous documents. Okay, this is bona fide private criminal corporate banking dictatorship, even getting rid of the front of the UN. The Guardian says this is the end of the UN. It is. This is a giant setup. They get the third world there, got them all paid off. They're going to vote. The U.S. signs on. We're not allowed to get out unless there's a unanimous vote to get out. We never got rid of NAFTA and GATT. This is 1,000 times bigger than NAFTA and GATT. We're going to go to Tim Ball in a moment for an hour. I just want everybody to understand. This is make it or break it time. And we need this particular video so other writers and researchers pick up on it, read what's in The Guardian, read the document, the draft 271109, adoption of the Copenhagen Agreement under the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, the Conference of Parties. This is the real treaty. Confirmed. This is the real treaty. Okay, the overarching fine print that goes with the main treaty that is the worst thing we'd ever seen up until this. We have to get this seed video out to everyone so people can understand the full document, so they can go look up the areas, and we show the documents and articles to prove it. This video is so important. I'm begging everyone to get this out to your entire email list and everyone you know. All right, that said, let me thank the sponsors and on to our guest. eFoodsDirect.com. You never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. We don't have to remind you that you need food to survive. Our greatest sponsor out there, eFoods Direct, is the longest continually operating storable foods company in the country. They also happen to be true patriots and have supported the freedom movement for years and years. With the looming global shutdowns of food and energy, you need to be self-sufficient. The globalists don't want you to be self-sufficient. They have super high-quality, non-hybrid, non-GMO, a whole bunch of different great food lines, the best prices out there. 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, or efoodsdirect.com. Again, that's efoodsdirect.com. And I'll thank more sponsors later here. Now going to Professor Dr. Tim Ball. Timothy F. Ball heads the Natural Resources Stewardship Project, is on the Scientific Advisory Board of Friends of Science, an organization skeptical of human-caused global warming. He has a BA degree from the University of Winnipeg, a MA degree from the University of Manitoba, and a 1970 in geography, and a PhD degree in geography from the University of London, England. In 1983, writing a thesis analyzing historical weather records from Canada's North, Ball taught geography at the University of Winnipeg. Ball was featured in The Great Global Warming Swindle, a documentary film produced by Martin Durkin. This was the first aired in March 2007, and he's been persecuted for his views, of course, and targeted and called a climate denier, and we're honored to have him. Mr. Ball, good to have you here, Doctor.
Well, thank you, Alex, and thanks for the opportunity. And all that you've set up to now was right on the money. And, of course, as we talked about earlier, this is the second phase. The first phase was strong using the IPCC and the UN and the climate research unit people that whose files have been hacked were controlling the IPCC. They controlled the key chapters, so that controlled the science part of it. And then, starting with the Rio conference in 1992, where Kyoto was first broached, that has led, and that was COP 1, by the way. That has led now to COP 15, where finally they're putting into place the whole political takeover that Strong and these people planned. It's the combination of using that false science to achieve this political goal.
Absolutely. And again, the magnitude of open world government being announced for everybody, and the open announcement that they are going to basically just get rid of the UN, that's what The Guardian says, and have open government run by private banks.
Well, and of course, when you look back at what was being planned, and just prior to going to Copenhagen, Obama's on record as saying, no, you know, this is our opportunity to get one world government, and the UN is the vehicle to do it. And so they'll use the UN, and then once they've got what they want, they'll push the UN aside. This is the standard pattern. I was interested in your comments about Schwarzenegger. Of course, what Californians need to know is they've already had a taste of false energy policies, because Enron, who were going to control the whole carbon market, were advising California and are a major cause of their economic problems.
And by the way, Schwarzenegger, it came out, was involved with Enron in meetings and profiting. Then he ran against Gray Davis, blaming Davis. Davis, for all his faults, was blocking Enron. And Enron, for those that don't know, he later became Secretary of the Army, but Secretary White was the Enron executive. They had fake computer programs that they would bring the legislature in and show them, and congressmen in, and say, here's why you're paying triple for power. This is what we bought it for. It was a fake system. I mean, these guys are just complete frauds, and Schwarzenegger is saying San Francisco will be underwater, despite the fact that it's 938 feet at its highest point. Its median sea level is over 600 feet. The UN claims it'll only rise a foot to a foot and a half, and that's bogus numbers. Holdren says 13 feet, but Schwarzenegger says 900.
Well, and of course, Holdren, there are the science are there are emails in there in those hacked files. He was involved in this when he was at Harvard, and there's an interesting little story with that. But in 1998, the carbon credits idea, of course, got grabbed by Gore And there was a meeting in the White House in 1998 with Bill Clinton, Gore, Lord Brown of British Petroleum, who has been very big in this in Europe, and Ken Lay of Enron. And there they set out this strategy of how they were going to use the carbon credits to set up this whole control of energy worldwide. So, yeah, there's several little fingers to this, but they've all been working around the IPCC as their science and then the UN as their vehicle. And, of course, that's precisely what Strong said when he was asked by Elaine Dewar, a wonderful journalist, who started out, by the way, Alex, to write a book in praise of Canadian environmentalists. And as she did her research, she found out they were more corrupt than the people that they were accusing. And so she ended up writing a book called Cloak of Green that says, look, here's what these people are doing behind the scenes. And Maurice Strong very clearly identified in that. And when he said that he was going to shut down the industrialized nations, she said, well, why didn't you run for office? Probably the only honest thing he ever said was, you can't do anything as a politician. And he said, I'm going to go to the UN where I can get all the money I want and not be accountable to anybody.
And now he's been caught stealing in the oil for food program.
But that's one of the reasons that it's believed that he's hiding out in China, because the U.S. government want to take him to court over that, as well as Kofi Annan and their two sons. So, Strong has achieved his goal. And, of course, it goes back to the Club of Rome, this whole idea of one world government. And, the Club of Rome came out with the limits to growth, grossly simplistic ideas that, we were going to run out of this and we were going to run out of that. All of their predictions have been wrong, yet they continue to have such influence.
Yeah, for those that don't know, in the early 60s and then in 68 again, they put out, and we've actually gone to the library and gotten these, they're in my film Endgame, the Club of Rome reports, and it said that by the 80s we were going to flood, there was going to be an ice age, then they said by 2000 we were going to flood. Holdren said we had to double our CO2 to heat the earth in 77, or we would all die in an ice age. That's in the news today. And these guys, they're not wrong. They're just coming up with new frauds as flim-flam men to con people.
Well, that's exactly right. And if you look at the strategy, and it's the Saul Alinsky strategy, that if you want to establish a new government, you've got to show that the current one is corrupt and get rid of it. And, of course, one of the ways you do that is you find one fault or error, and you simply magnify that and say, look, the whole thing is corrupt because this one part of it is corrupt. Now, what Madoff did, of course, was completely unacceptable, and certainly the largest fraud simply because the size of the economies have grown. But to say from that, as they did, that the whole market and Wall Street and the banking and everything else is corrupt, and therefore we have to take over. This is a Saul Alinsky strategy.
And let me stop you, Doctor. You're absolutely right. Who is saying we've got to get rid of capitalism? It's the same big banks that actually engineered the crisis, and their new system is just them having more power.
Yep, exactly. And here's a quote. I mentioned the limits to growth, which, of course, turned out to be completely wrong. And Julian Simon, an economist at the time, challenged them, Paul Ehrlich, and he said, look, you name any minerals you want, any time period you want, and I'll bet you by the end of it there'll be more minerals available and there'll be lower price. Interestingly, Ehrlich then got John Holdren to go and pick out the minerals and to set the time. And, of course, it turned out that Julian Simon won his bet. But they then published in 1974 a book titled Mankind at the Turning Point, because already there were questions being asked about the cooling thing. And Stephen Schneider at NCAR was starting to switch ships because the global cooling ship was sinking. And so they were starting to shift. And here's the quote from Mankind at the Turning Point, 1974. It would seem that humans need a common motivation, either a real one or else one invented for the purpose. In searching for a new enemy to unite us, we came up with the idea that pollution, the threat of global warming, water shortages, famine, and the like would fit the bill. And there it is. And that's what they, that's why, now, of course, the pollution, people started to deal with that because we all recognize that, that the environment's an issue. And by the way, one of the
yeah, they take something, hold on a second, but you're right. They take things that sound reasonable and they candy coat their agenda with that when it has nothing to do with it. And all about humanity and helping the third world. But when you read the real treaty, it's going to double energy prices for the third world, resulting in mass death. I mean, that's a fact.
Well, as H.L. Mencken said 60 years or more ago, he said that the urge to save humanity is almost always a false front for the urge to rule. And so he pinned it right there. But of course, he's cast aside as a horrible cynic and so on. But he was looking at the reality of it. So as I say, out of that Club of Rome quote, we've dealt with the pollution. They said famine. Well, 1976, they had a conference in Egypt on famine and food, and of course. Turned out to be absolute nonsense, because by the year 2000, the problem was there was too much food. They were paying American farmers not to grow stuff. And so all of what they've touched on has turned out to be a bust.
And now because of ethanol, a third of the U.S. production and other production around the world, we have a doubling in food prices and millions have conservatively starved to death. They couldn't be happier because whether it's Kissinger or Ehrlich or Holdren or Prince Philip or Ted Turner or Jacques Cousteau, or Dr. Eric Pianka or Peter Singer, all they talk about is setting up a planetary regime. Gore Vidal, 1969 Playboy magazine interview about how we need a global government to kill these people.
Yep, and of course, I published an article on the CRU and its history, the Climatic Research Unit at East Anglia, where the files were hacked. And one of the people that's remained under the radar, Phil Jones, the director, has been asked to step aside. And they're already doing the cover up because the person that they've hired to do the investigation has a terrible record himself and is in public saying that the global warming due to humans is proven beyond doubt. And he's going to investigate this. But then,
stay there. Got a break, Doc. That's like having Henry Kissinger as the first head of the Independent 9/11 Commission. Stay there. We got plenty of time to break it all down.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to go to FluScam.com and learn the secrets behind the current flu, who's behind it, the labs it came from, and the vaccine poisons. Learn why Barack Obama's science czar recommends vaccinations to sterilize people to reduce populations, and why OxySilver is making vaccinations and toxic antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well saving lives and money, protecting you and your family, it has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
Had a tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Oh, the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine
flame-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's air and A-Q-U-A, aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
You look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel. But I got wise. You're the devil in disguise.
There's no disguise anymore. Open world government announced everywhere. Bait and switch. UN was always just a debating society. Now in Australia, in England, in the United States, they're announcing command and control. If the Congress and the parliaments don't capitulate fully to this treaty, and paying direct taxes to private banks, IMF, World Bank, then the executives will do it under emergency rule. Dr. Tim Ball, persecuted top climatologist, has been exposing them from day one. What is it like to actually see tyranny, classical Julius Caesar, Adolf Hitler-level tyranny like this, and these guys are only getting started? What is it like, A, and B, why are they so bold? Why are they making their move out in the open?
Well, first of all, Alex, people said, oh, you should be vindicated now that the information's out showing you were right. No, it's a terribly sad day. But worse than that, I'm frightened because if you look at what's going on in Copenhagen, it's paralleling to the Nazi festivals that Hitler organized. I mean, that opening video that they showed of the child, I mean, you could almost say that's child abuse. And of course, they've exploited the school system and used the children.
Now, for those that don't know, it shows children and animals, a bunch of different videos, dying.
Yeah. Yeah, it's absolutely shameless. And then, on top of that, of course, the World Meteorological Organization comes out and says, oh, you know, 2000 to 2009 is going to be the warmest decade on record. Well, first of all, the decade isn't even over yet. And they're saying this, but they do that every year. They come out in November and say, oh, this is going to be the year when you still got December to go. And, but of course, it's the warmest decade on record, because while they've been keeping records, global temperatures have been increasing. But it isn't due to the CO2, it's due to the sun. And, of course, what they also don't point out is that in the decade from 2000 to 2009, the temperatures have plateaued. So it's almost like you've reached the top of the mountain, and the top of the mountain is flat, and the global temperatures are now going down. But those sorts of things they know that the public don't know about. And if anybody like me gets up and says anything, then we're very, very quickly and easily marginalized. So what I've seen is the vehicle that they've used, the climate, method they've used through the UN, and I see just basically a fascist takeover of the world, and it's very, very disturbing. But of course, also, Alex, I see within it, Obama's saying that Bush has made the world hate America. Well, maybe you could argue that some in the Middle East, the Muslim world, a little bit more. But there was an anti-Americanism all along anyway. I know that as a Canadian. I hear it up here. And I know because I've got family in England and I hear it there. And, of course, one of the things that people don't like about America is you're successful. And not only that, but yes, you've done some things wrong, but you're the first people to admit your errors.
And that's how they sold the third world.
Generous to other countries in the world. And as I say to some of the Canadians that go on about it, I said, if you think you don't like the Americans as a superpower, wait till the Chinese take over. And ask the Tibetans how they feel about that. So
yeah, let me throw this in. We're going to break back in 1 minute. I want you to finish your thought. But that's how they sold the Third World in getting behind Kyoto and now Copenhagen was, oh, you're going to get those evil Americans. We're going to get their tax money. Now they get the treaty, and it says, oh, you got to make double the cuts, and it's all going to be paid to a private bank, and it's going to be secret, and then we're going to have the IMF come back and loan the money to you. It's just a total, they're screwing everybody. Dr. Ball, stay there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.